Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today, we're going to be talking about common mistakes made when we start dating again after a toxic relationship. Those common mistakes that are made. These mistakes are important to look at. I mean, the more that we can shine some light into these situations, I mean, this is some deep stuff, but it's good. We're going to have some fun today. And the more that we're able to understand that, the more we're able to do multiple things, right? We're able to use our time wisely. We're able to spend our time doing what we need to do appropriately. We're not wasting our time and wasting other people's times, and we're working on the introspection and the work that we must do to eventually be that awesomely healthy, great, amazing person, just that we are and that we work with and that we continue to be, and finding someone else that can also be that same type of counterpart that has those same situations in their life. Because remember, it takes two to tango with that situation, and we're looking for someone with similarities. And what we're looking for in similarities is healthy understanding, communication, values, boundaries, all that good stuff. So we're going to be talking about that today, because a lot of times many of us make the mistake, right? We get out of a relationship, you know, we do a little bit of soul searching, then you get a little bored, you get a little lonely, the loneliness starts setting in, we don't really look toward the introspection, the loneliness starts setting in, and then we begin to look around, maybe we start going out, maybe we get on some dating apps, and then we start meeting people, and all is well. But what I've heard from a lot of clients, and a majority of clients, is that they start meeting people, but they're like, I keep meeting these types of people, I feel like I'm meeting a lot of narcissists, or a lot of cluster B, or I feel like I'm meeting these types, or I feel like if there's a person like this in the room, I'm like a magnet, like I'm just like bringing them to me or something. Like, what is that about? Well, I mean, what that's about is that we are kind of stuck in some programming that we have to let go. And until we realize the programming to its fullest extent, we can't change it. We can't augment it, and we can't stop it. So we go on autopilot. That's why we have these cycles and patterns in our life. And tendency of meeting the same type of personality over and over again, getting into a relationship with someone that has that same type of tendency or personality that we just got out of the relationship with. Maybe not to the same degree. Maybe even more extreme, maybe less extreme, but you get what I'm talking about. So let's begin today's conversation with talking about choosing the similar folks based on our programming. Many of us don't realize how, and programming is not a foul word. This is not a bad word. This is just a true word. I think programming is essential to understand, because think about it. As we grow and develop and evolve in our lives, as we do that, we meet people, we connect with certain people, we have certain relationships, we have certain things that worked and didn't work. We were raised by certain family dynamics. Some of us were raised by a mother and a father, some of us weren't. Some of us were raised by an aunt or an uncle or a grandma or grandpa or two dads or two moms or whatever the combination is. And, you know, going through that process, we learn a lot about our parents, the people that raise us. And in that process, we take on a lot of traits. We learn a lot of things. Some of those things are very positive and very healthy, and some of them aren't. And so we have to look at some of the programming that we've taken on. And a lot of times we have to really look at the mother-father dynamic, or the people that raised you, and look at that dynamic and really honestly see it. It's interesting, lately I've worked with some clients where we've discovered why they have a tendency of connecting with certain types of people, or at least how they got into the relationship, and then I ask them, and many of them have the chance of going back and visiting their family, and they get to see it full on technicolor, the connections between their ex and one of their parents. You know, also looking at ourselves. And I'm not saying this is always fast and furious. This is always, you know, a sure thing. But for the most part, it is. I mean, if you look at it, 97-98% of the time, we're going to have some similarities to one of the people that raised us. Now, It's interesting because if you look at the parent dynamic, let's say between, for example, you take a codependent and someone that exhibits codependent signs and symptoms, and, you know, we're not going to sit there and label people and say they're codependent. That's their name. That's their new name. We've taken away their name and we've put in codependent. And then maybe someone that has more signs and symptoms of narcissism, you know, connecting with that and seeing that. And sometimes we can really, you know, garnish a lot of knowledge when we look at that situation. We can garnish a lot of knowledge where we're not judging it per se, but seeing the impact that it would have on a developing child, right? Seeing the impact it would have on a developing child in a situation and understanding that development. Understanding how that would shine, that would actually impact us. Because remember, we're highly, it's interesting because we're learning all the time, and many of us don't realize that we're constantly learning. We're constantly taking in stimuli, especially when we're growing up. I mean, as a kid, think about it. We were a sponge, right? You were a sponge to whatever was going on. You were a sponge to, you know, your parents, things that were happening. We learned things very quickly. We learned a lot of things from the kids we hung out, right, too, right? I'm sure that many of you remember, like, your parents getting angry because you're hanging out with a kid down the street, and the kid down the street is doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And what are we doing? We're learning, right? We're learning. We're taking that in. We're taking some of those characteristics in as our own. And learning some not such great habits, right? The same thing is in the family dynamic too. I mean, we can take in some really great things of mom and dad and that sort of thing. And we can also, learn some other types of things that might not be completely beneficial. We might learn limitations and acquire those limitations as being our own. We may acquire a lower sense of self or self-esteem because we've been told various things about ourselves. Maybe we have a family member that keeps coming back in and out of our life or runs in or out or has left us at an early age. And so we have those fears of abandonment and worry that other people are going to leave us just like they did. Maybe we have someone that's really abusive mentally, physically, or emotionally. You know, maybe we had somebody that wasn't there. Maybe you had a parent that really wasn't there. Maybe you had two parents that weren't really there. I remember growing up in high school and middle school, and I had some friends that I was really close to, and I remember my parents were, like, really, really, really strict. And I don't know about your parents, but my parents were really strict. I mean, like, insane strict. Like, come on. I mean, it's still light outside. I should be able to hang out with my friends. But I had some friends that literally their parents, you know, really didn't ever think about what they were doing. And I didn't realize how that affected them. And I remember one time I was with a friend of mine and we were really late and I was missing curfew and everything else. And we were getting back and I dropped her off at her house. And she's like, I have no idea why we went to my house. My parents don't even know that I'm home. They won't even know I'm here. We could have gone to your house. And so I was like, well, get back in the car. We'll go to my house and I'll deal with a possible grounding. But, you know, it's interesting because I look back at that and I realize that some of us didn't have parents. They weren't around. Some of our parents were too busy doing their own thing. Some of our parents were too busy trying to meet the next person because they were divorcing and they were looking for somebody to connect with. They were looking for somebody to fill the void. They didn't want to be alone. You know, some of our parents didn't want to be parents. There's a lot of things that go into this. So we have a lot of that. We have to shine some light on some of the stuff that happened in our past to really understand how we see things now, right? Because when we've been surrounded by things, it impacts generally how we see things, right? I mean, come on, we don't live in a vacuum. You know, I think it's interesting when I work with clients and they say, I don't know, I'm just depressed, you know? It's like, I feel depressed lately. And we start looking about, you know, some of the stuff that they're reading or some of the things that they're taking in or some of the TV shows that they're watching. And it's interesting when it's all on death and dismemberment or, you know, murder shows and all that types of stuff. And it's interesting, the things that we are exposed to directly impact our life. And you may disagree with me, but look at the research. I mean, it's there. And quite honestly, you know, we can't unsee things. We can't unhear things. We can try to deprogram, but there's a lot of times there's things that we just can't unsee and unhear. So let's look at this. So when we leave a toxic relationship, where are we at emotionally? Well, I think many of us are like overwhelmed. There's a lot of questions, not a lot of answers, maybe a lot of, you know, maybe there's some closure that you want that you can't have. You know, maybe you're still questioning your validation. Maybe you're questioning the relationship. Maybe you're questioning why you were there. Maybe you're beating yourself up for the situation, saying, I can't believe that I fell for this. I can't believe that I stayed in this relationship. I can't believe that I went through this pain and suffering. You know, many of us might still be wondering why the relationship broke up. Many of us might be trying to get back together in an ultimate loop that's been happening, you know, every 2 months for the last year of their relationship. And so a lot of times we're in a state of concern. We're in a state also that we're not very stable as far as our identity, because we're questioning a lot of things. And in that questionability of who we are and what we're doing, we have a tendency when we go out there and we start dating immediately, we start dating other people that also question their identity. We also start dating other people that haven't taken the time to get to know who they are. And that's one of the things is I have clients ask me, what is the appropriate time? Like, how long do I wait after this relationship to go back out and date? And I said, you know, it really depends on how long it takes you to assimilate the identity that your solid identity, to be quite honest with you. And sometimes it takes people longer than others. Sometimes it takes people shorter than others. There's no shortcut, though, however. There's no shortcut. There's no cliff notes on this, to be quite honest with you. So we have to take the time to figure out what that is. Because remember, when we got into a toxic relationship, it takes two, right? So there's ultimately things on both sides of the equation that have to be worked on. You know, we have to sit there and look at what were some of the things that happened. What were some of the things that I need to work on? What were some of the triggers that were triggering to me, that ultimately triggered me in this relationship? What are some of those? Why did they trigger me? What was some of the pain and suffering that I dealt with? Were there some cycles and patterns that were very unhealthy in nature that I dealt with? And I want you to just think about that, because it's very powerful stuff. Because if you haven't started journaling on this, if you haven't started looking back at the relationship and trying to understand, if you haven't started unpacking some of the baggage from that relationship, we are nowhere near in a place to start dating. And why I say that is it's just going to be a waste of time. Because what happens, we ultimately gravitate to other people who are at the level we are within our own personal self. Right? At the level we are. And it's not always the exact level, but and there's no right level. I'm not sitting there saying one level is better than the other, so don't get me wrong. There's no judgment on levels here in the show. But I'm saying at the different level that we're at as far as self-exploration, self-understanding, self-worth, self-value, not an inflated sense of self, not a narcissistic sense of self, but that whole concept of self. And really looking at that and being honest, because if we're still in the he said, she said, and we haven't dug into the depths of everything that went on, we're nowhere near where we need to be at to be in a good spot in our relationship, to be able to be in a good spot in our relationship with ourselves. And so we're going to be talking more about that today, because we need to try to find other people that can connect with us on a level that we can connect with. But we're not going to find that. We're going to find that, but we're going to find that maybe in a spot that we really eventually want to graduate from, right? So a lot of times we might be functioning in a level that's good right now, but the amount of work that we do over a period of time becomes better, better, more clear, and we begin to step in to almost a higher realm, a higher vibration, a higher consciousness. So that's where we want to go. So stay tuned when I return to be talking more about resolving these issues, being able to identify the sense of self, understanding the sense of self, creating a strong sense of self, and also finding another person that also has that as well. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for, and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back, and today we're talking about when is the appropriate time to begin to date after a toxic relationship. When is the appropriate time? I mean, some people are like, I want to do it now. Other people are like, I'm so lonely. Some people are like, I'm bored. You know, some folks just want to get back in it because that's what we've done. We've monkey branched this entire time. We've gone from relationship to relationship, and that's just our pattern, right? But, you know, I like to find solution on this show. I like to find solution in the fact that we find solution, we walk through it, we find the best solution, and we move forward, right? So I like to find solution. I like to find solution. And this is going to help us to find solution because we want to really find, we don't want to waste our time, right? None of us want to be in a relationship where it's a waste of time. And no relationship is really a waste of time, you know, if you really get mindful about it. But sometimes some relationships, they are to some degree, right? Because we're not really working on ourselves. We're really focusing on them. Sometimes we might find someone that has a lot of issues. And the issues seem to be bigger than our issues, so we really hyper-focus on their issues, and then we really focus on everything they're going through and all the pain and suffering and all this and that, and we get wrapped up in their lives, and we become literally like an appendage to them. We become like wrapped up in their lives. We're not looking at our own lives. We're not looking at our own stuff because they have so much stuff, right? And so sometimes that's also sabotage. It's sabotage. We start being there for other people and helping them when we're not actually looking at our own stuff. Okay? So let's jump into one of the things that I want us to be aware of is bringing that luggage and baggage from the past relationships into the current relationships, and this baggage and luggage has not been rectified. Okay? That happens with a lot of folks, right? So we had a lot of issues in the past relationship. There was some toxicity. You know, maybe there was some addiction, or maybe there was some cheating, or maybe there was some argumentation, or maybe there, whatever it looks like. It's like a lot of times we just think that, hey, we're not dealing with that person anymore. So then all of a sudden we go, oh, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We go into the next relationship and we start putting things on that other person. We start hearing them kind of maybe recreate what we dealt with. Maybe we're finding someone that's very similar too. Okay? You know, you can't let any of this out. These are all possibilities. But we go through that process and we haven't really dealt with that luggage and baggage, so we have a tendency of when we hear something, we color it based on the previous relationship. So we've been beginning to color what somebody's saying, not based on what they're actually saying, but based on what we hear, what we think they are saying, what we hear them saying. Not what they're saying, but how we hear it. And, you know, a lot of times this happens because we haven't dealt with it. We haven't dealt with the manipulation or the control that happened in the last relationship. Maybe there's a lot of name callings. Maybe a lot of hurting each other. Maybe a lot of tit for tat. You know, maybe there was a lot of anger and resentment. Maybe a lot of silent treatment. And so, you know, the person that you're in a relationship, you know, starts being a little silent, you go into a complete whirlwind of anger and resentment because you think this person's going to go into a 2-week silent treatment. And so we have to really start recognizing some of these situations. And it's really hard to actually start working on ourselves in another relationship because we've taken someone else on, right? It's hard to just sit there and say, hey, I got to really super focus on me. I know you're around, but you don't really have time to focus on you. That's why it's so important to take the time out after the last toxic relationship and really see, you know, what made it toxic? What was the situations that took place that I lost my cool? What were the situations that took place where I seemed to be out of control? Because that meant that you were triggered to feel that way. Why was I being triggered? What was the situation? Right? Some of us look back in the past relationships or the past marriages and somebody was being triggered. You know, something happened and you never really got over that. You never let that go. You never forgave that situation. And then it comes in present form and it triggers us. Stay tuned. We got a lot more to talk about. Don't miss it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore trails here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows joined former Trump Chief Strategist Steve Bannon on the War Room on Friday afternoon.
The two former Trump advisors discussed Dr. Fauci's lies to Congress under oath on the gain-of-function research he funded in Wuhan, China.
They're going to try to blame this on someone else other than NIH, other than Dr. Fauci, to try to suggest that he didn't lie. But I can tell you, there's emails out there early on in February of 2020 that alerted everybody to the fact that there was gain-of-function research going on.
On October 18th, intelligence chiefs of South Korea, the United States, and Japan convened in Seoul to discuss North Korean issues, aiming to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table through a flurry of diplomacy. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today's show, we're talking about mistakes we make coming out of a toxic relationship, getting back in the dating cycle, getting around, getting on those dating apps, meeting people, and we find ourselves, well, sometimes making some mistakes. I call it the dating too soon. We're bored, we're sad, we're lonely, all these things. And I understand I am not making light about the sad, the lonely, and the bored. But we have to take some time to begin to understand ourselves. Okay? Because this last relationship was a doozy, right? Last relationship was a doozy. I categorize toxic relationships with the ones that probably didn't get a lot of closure. There was a lot of destruction. There was a lot of issue. There was a lot of imbalance. All those interesting dynamics. And it brings out the worst in us, correct? It brings out the worst in us, and there's dysfunction. And, you know, when I say toxic, and the other one, we all have stuff going on. So one of the things that I want us to think about before we start dating again is we need to look at the big issues. Did we have someone that we were dating who was cheating on us consistently? Was there constant cheating? Okay, we're going to have to deal with that because we know what's going to happen is if we don't process that properly, the next person we date, we're going to constantly think that they're cheating on us. We're going to push them in a corner to believe that they are. And then they're going to get upset with us and angry, and there's going to be fights based on the fact that they're trying to claim that they don't cheat, and then you don't believe them. That's just an example. You know, if somebody has put you down and you've dealt with a lot of name calling, you've been put down, a lot of mental and emotional abuse, gaslighting, that sort of thing. If you've gone through that, a lot of times too, you're going to think that when someone's talking to you or saying something to you, that they are making fun of you or trying to manipulate you. But, you know, a person can only handle that so much if they're being told, you know, things like, you're manipulating me, you're gaslighting, and they're not. Okay, there's only so long that someone can deal with that until they go, you know what, I'm done with this because this isn't working for me because you don't believe what I'm saying to you and you don't trust who I am. And if there is no trust, we really don't have a relationship. And that's something that really needs to be looked at because whatever happened in the past relationships has to be sorted out now before we go back into it. And I know, and that's, it takes time. It doesn't take, oh, okay, I'm okay now. It doesn't take like a day or two. The biggest thing though is the identity. Many of us have not created a solid identity for ourselves. A solid identity, like a solid identity where we know exactly what we stand for, who we are, what our values are, and what we're doing in our life. And I want you to think about that because when we're in relationships and they're toxic in nature, dysfunctional in nature, not healthy in nature, we have a tendency of losing pieces of ourselves and our identity within that situation, right? And we begin to give of ourselves. Many of you probably listening to the show on the radio around the nation or watching it on the live social media feed, many of you have probably lost some of your identity or started to realize that some of your identity is not as solid as you think it was. Or maybe realizing you don't really have a solid identity. Because many of us live vicariously through other people. Other people's problems become our issues. And that's a big program too, is taking on other people's problems. There's a tendency for many of us to do that because we don't want to look at ourselves, or we do that because we've always done that to be the caretaker, the giver, right? And it's nice to be helpful, and it's nice to do things for people, but we have to look into the reasons for that programming as well. We have to make sure that we're doing it in a healthy way, not in a, I'm losing sight of my own identity, I'm focusing on them so I don't have to focus on myself, I'm giving to them so because I don't want them to leave me, I hope they never leave me, oh my God, what would happen if they leave me? It's not because I'm doing it because that's what I want to. It's because I have to. And these are things that we really need to think about. Having that strong sense of self. And how do we develop a strong sense of self? How do we do it? And I know how to do this. That's great. It's a rhetorical question. I'm not making you answer that question. I will help you. The only way to create a strong identity is to begin to understand what we stand for and what we want. Also, who we are. Many of us have not developed a strong sense of values defining who we are and what we want in our life. And, you know, recently I was talking to a client the other day about their values, and we walked through them, and they had about 7 that they had thought about for a couple of weeks, decided what it meant to them, defining it, how they, and these values had to be things that we were either doing now constantly in our life or things that we were working toward. Then you have to look at those values. And let me give you an example of one of those values. One of my clients was talking about the other day, compassion. Having compassion. That was one of their values. And I thought that was a nice value. Now, you know, having concern for others, being there for others, being compassionate, that's cool. And I said, you know, do you find that you are compassionate with a lot of people? Yes, I find myself compassionate. I found that and they said maybe even too compassionate. I was like, how can somebody be too compassionate? But then there's a part, right? There's definitely a gray area there. But also I said, how many people do you have in your life who are compassionate with you? And, you know, that's when there was crickets. And I want you to think about that because we have these values of who we are or that we live by. But sometimes when we're looking for someone to date because of the fact that we don't want to be alone, we don't live up to those values and we don't have other people live up to them too. Sometimes we actually pick people that are quite the opposite. Sometimes in that situation, you might have picked someone that has absolutely zero compassion. And if value of compassion is something that really is important to you, dating someone with absolutely zero compassion is not going to be a match made. Because eventually, because compassion is so important to you, eventually you're going to actually need some compassion for yourself. Somebody's going to have to show you that. And you're not going to get it from the person you're in a relationship with. You might have a friend or family member that's able to provide that. And your marriage or your relationship, your romantic relationship, is not supposed to provide everything for you. It's just not. It's not. I mean, some of you ask about that. You go, well, what about this or what about that? It's like we can have friends that we can communicate with. You know, maybe you're in a marriage where a lot of things work, but you can't talk about your deep thoughts about government stuff. Maybe you have to go find someone else to talk about the thoughts you have about the government. You know, maybe your political stance. You know, maybe some of you have a really strong spiritual, you know, bedrock of spirituality. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that with your significant other, but you know, or you could, or you do, or whatever, but sometimes you can only get to a certain height of that and then they get shut down. Maybe it stresses them out. Maybe they don't know. Maybe it makes them question too much. And so finding some of these outlets are good. But what I'm saying intrinsically is that if something is valuable to you at the highest level of your highest seven values and that other person displays absolutely none of it or very little of it, you really need to think about that. Is that really what you want? And I'm going to give an example, and I know this is a wild example, and you know, I pull... You know, come on. You know, I'm whimsical. I like that word, whimsical. I have whimsy. But let's say, for example, you're in a relationship, and let's say that you believe in God. Let's just say that. Let's throw that out for fun. And the other person doesn't believe in anything. Maybe they believe in the opposite. I'm not saying that it can't work, but do you see how obtuse this conversation is going to be? And do you see how challenging that could be, one way or another? You know, I feel that we have to have generally some of the similar values. So one of my values is independence, right? Independence is a big thing for me. Let's get into my value right quick. You know, get a little spotlight into Burgess for a second. Independence is really important to me. And being independent in my thought, word, and deed, action, thought, feelings, action, word, deed. Okay. I think I've covered it. But independence, right? And so it's a big thing to me. It's like a big thing for me to be independent. I don't want somebody telling me how I'm supposed to think. I don't want somebody telling me what I'm supposed to feel. Okay? I can feel the way I darn right want to feel. Okay? And usually my feelings are spot on. If I feel manipulated or used, I'm being completely manipulated or used. Because I know what it feels like to be manipulated and used, because I think most of us have, because we've been manipulated or used before, right? So don't tell me what I'm supposed to think. I might not sit there and say, you make me feel, you know, you made me, you used me, you manipulated me, but I can say, I feel that I have been manipulated and used. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at independent thought and independent action, the concept is very important. Because I've realized that in order to have a relationship with anybody, for that matter, not just a romantic relationship, but a friendship, that person has to respect the fact that you are an individual with your own feelings, thoughts, and emotions. And it's not like you're over there just like going crazy about your emotions, screaming it from the top of your lungs on the balcony or on the rooftop of your house. you're actually processing that in a positive or neutral way. And that's what I'm talking about. Positive or neutral. Positive or neutral. We don't want to be like so hardcore, negative, angry. But at the same time, sometimes things have to be expressed. And I've realized that this is very important. And I think that if you think about that, for example, so let's say, for example, you're in a relationship with somebody that doesn't agree with autonomy. How well do you think independent thought, action, and deed or feelings is going to work for you in a relationship where the other person wants to know where you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is looking at your phone, wants to see who you've been texting to, wants to put a tracker on your car? Do you think that this is going to be a good relationship for you? And many of us, you know, we sit there and say, well, I didn't see the red flags. I didn't see it. Well, you know what? We did. The very first time that someone says to you, hand me your phone, and you've never once asked to see their phone, that's a red flag. Okay, that's a, whoa, hold on, especially if you're an independent person. Well, what's this about? You know, what is this, the Gestapo? What is this? What am I dealing with here? Because it certainly isn't equality. And it's certainly not about free rights, freedom, independence. That's out the window. And the first time that you give that phone over to that person to look through your phone, you have lost part of your identity because you've settled for the fact of dealing with their own issues. Okay? Their own issues. So, and if you go back to their issue of why they're looking at your phone, goes back to their... to do that to you in your life. And I know you say, well, I did it that time because I just thought it was the one time. And I'm not judging you. I get it. You thought it was a one time, one and done. But it wasn't, right? Because that became the slippery slope. It's like when somebody needs to borrow money and they're going to borrow it again and again and again. And some people aren't like that. You get a few people that actually pay you back, for God's sakes. I mean, those are angels. They actually care. They actually did what they said they were going to do. Very rare. Very rare. The same thing is when someone asks you to give away your rights and you give them to them, you don't think that they're going to keep taking them over and over again because they've done it so many times. You gave them away earlier. Why not now? And so I'm wanting you to think about this, because when we get into these relationships, we got to get aware of what we value. Because if you value independence and it's really important to you, and you want to, and it's not like you're going out to the club hanging out till 4 a.m. We're not talking about that. You're just like, hey, I got to work. I'm not going to be done till work till 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night, and I'm going to get home. I'm probably going to be, you know, I'm probably not going to, if you're going to get there and start making dinner, I'm probably not going to start eating until like 8:30. That's cool, you know, and you have a study and you're being honest and you're being transparent, but yet you have the independence of needing to work and take care of the business you need to take care of. And all that does is gives us a sense of self. Because our purpose in life is not about making someone else happy. Nobody's going to, when you die and things, whatever happens to you, whatever you want to give is the reason for what happens to you, nobody's going to give you a Medal of Honor for doing what all that other person wanted you to do and not taking care of yourself. Nobody's going to be like, well, you gave them all your rights and you took away all that, but you know what? Here's a Medal of Honor for being a saint. No, I don't think that happens. At least I haven't read up on that yet. We don't have any scientific data of any medal giving or trophies or significant pins or significant 50-year watches that you get like when you work at a company for a really long time. I haven't seen that memorabilia yet. So what I'm saying is that we need to really think about, what do we stand for? What are our values? When we're going into another relationship, we have to be solid in that, because you know what? Ding, 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 ding. What is it? Our values justify our boundaries, right? Because we can't just have random boundaries. They're based on our what? They're based on our values. Okay, guess what? We got more coming up. We're going to talk about that. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Right before the break, I was saying, ding, 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 our values. What do? They help us create boundaries. Yeah, we just don't have willy-nilly boundaries around here. No, it's based on our values, right? It's based on what we value. So if we value independence of thought, I'm allowed to feel how I feel, I'm allowed to think how I think, and I'm allowed to do what I want to do. When somebody tries to encroach on that, and I think this is a great example, when someone tries to minimize how I feel, when someone tries to disrespect how I feel, when someone tries to, oh, you're just wearing your feelings on your sleeve, or I was just kidding, that was a joke, you know, after somebody totally gaslights you on something, and then when you say anything, you know, you're the biggest jerk known to man when you bring it up, right? Or there's something wrong with us, or, oh, we're just not getting the joke, right? You know, it's like, really? I think I got it. Yeah, I think that was intended for me. But, you know, it's like those are the times when the boundaries are necessary. So right at that point, instead of just saying, okay, well, it's okay that you devalued me. It's okay that you devalued what I thought. Okay, well, what do you want to have for dinner? No, it's like, it's not like a fight. We're not going to have a knockdown, drag out argument. But it's like, hey, you know, let's time out here. I'm not trying to get melodramatic, but, I respect the way you feel, and when you say something, I listen to you. I don't judge it. I would expect the same respect. Is there a possibility of you providing that respect? And it doesn't change overnight. You have to be consistent, but you can't let it happen. Right when we start letting it happen the first time and the second time, it gets worse and worse and worse because somebody knows they can do it. And this is with anything. This is not just in romantic relationships. This is in friendships. This is in employee work environment. This is in parental structures. This is between siblings. And I just want you to think about that, because once we structurally understand our values, see, the value and your identity are together. If I don't know what I value, I sure the heck don't know who I am. Because who would I be? I'm just, what? What am I? What do I stand for? How do I live my life? I mean, and I know this sounds wild, but I mean, think about it. This is really kind of deep, and most people never pursue this. They never, ever look at it. They take so much time to analyze other people. Well, what was her problem? What was his problem? And that's okay. We sometimes have to analyze other people to understand ourselves, but we can't sit there in analyzation of ourselves the entire time. We can't sit there in analyzation of ourselves the entire time because we just can't. Because we'll be stuck. We'll be stuck analyzing other people. We'll be stuck in the situation the entire time. So I want you to think about that. Think about the values. What do you stand for? Think about what matters to you most. Think about the whole situation behind that. Think about what those values mean. Think about, okay, what do these values mean to me and how do they impact my life? And in those values, how do I show that in my day-to-day life? How do I live true by those values? And when somebody tries to get in the way of that, when they try to minimize, devalue, make us question ourselves, at some point in time, to keep our identity strong and to keep rebalancing our self-worth and self-esteem, we can't accept that. It's just not right. And I'm not saying that we want to have a fight and get argumentative, but at the same time, fighting is different from saying, hey, time out. That's just not acceptable behavior. Or, hey, I'm not going to accept that. Or, hey, let's talk about this because, you know, this has happened a couple times. There's no judgment here, but we really need to discuss this because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. And it's not something that I am going to just allow to be. You know, I'm not going to just allow this to happen this way because that's just not the right thing. Right? I mean, we can sit there and think about things, but certain things in life, we are not just, we're supposed to really think about that. We're not supposed to take certain things lightly because remember, it's a slippery slope. If I do something to you now, and I try to take away something from you now, I can continue to do that. Anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed the show. Please share it with your family and friends. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Let me know what you think about it. You can catch up with me. Send me an email as well, and I'd love to connect with you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our ancestors' genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Ancestors' clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's D-A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.